performance, USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Okay there, fella. Get those lunch grapplers on that radio dial and sweat her out, for here comes that 4-0 show for you guys in the four branches of Uncle Sam's fighting machine. And you Army and Navy nurses get on the beam, for Command Performance, presented by the Special Service Division of the War Department, is your show, too. And come in, all you civilian workers, and you men of the Merchant Marine, and you British and Chinese and Russians and Aussies and our friends in all the United Nations. Another avalanche of your swell letters has hit Command Performance men, so we're digging out and coming up with the answers to some of those requests. And right now, by command of Johnny Doughboy, King of Command Performance, here's the lovely queen of your big show tonight, your mistress of ceremonies, Linda Darnell.
Thank you, Ken Carpenter. And hi, fellas. And thanks for asking me out tonight. You know, when a gal steps out on Command Performance, she's stepping out with the whole Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard. So I guess I'm like that gob who has a girl in every port. Only tonight, I've got a sailor in every port. And a soldier, too. And a Marine. And is that bad? But no kidding, fellas. All of us girls here in Hollywood are mighty happy when you ask us for a date on Command Performance. And the way we feel, it's a standing date with you guys who are standing up to the Axis. But let's get down to business. And really big business tonight, too. First, for a fellow named Johnny on Guadalcanal, with a load of love from Doris in Elwell, Michigan, for a South Pacific gun crew known as Tojo's Terror, yes, Claude and Ray and T. Grover, that's you, and for the North Carolina Navigators in Australia, here's a little nifty called Java Jive, and those four and only ink spots.
Coffee, I love tea. I love the Jabba Jabba, this loves me. Coffee and tea and the Jabba in me. A cover, 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 boy. I love Jabba, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cover, 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 cover. Oops, give me a slug from the wonderful mug. Now cut the rug, don't snug in a jug. Slice your onion in a raw one. Raw one. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Jabba Jabba, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Jabba and me. A gubba, 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 gubba. Whoop, Boston beans, soy beans, green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean, unless it is a cheese soy bean. Boy, I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Jabba Jabba, and it loves me. The coffee and the tea and the Jabba and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boy, I love Jabba, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Mortal, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, slip me a slug from any old mug. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Shoot the butter to me, Bessie. Don't get messy. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Jabba Jabba, and it loves me. A coffee and tea and the Jabba with me. A guff, a guff, a guff, a guff, a guff. Skitty, the birthday, the birthday. The baba do the day, ba do the day, bang. Shoot the juice, turn me loose. Cook my goose. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Jabba Jabba, and it loves me. A coffee and tea and the Jabba and me. Yeah! A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, Jabba Jabba, yeah.
Cut an onion and a raw one. Oh, gee. Thanks a lot, Ink Spots. And now for words with a couple of spark-crazy wireless operators somewhere in the North Atlantic. Thanks for the letter, Bancroft and Lavoie. We're working on it. And hello to the Taffy Club at 959. Who's the mayor? Captain Tom? Private Bill Hanum at APO 869. Atlanta is mighty proud of you. And hi there, you seven mountaineers on top of that molehill in Hawaii. And keep them busy, Chuck. Regards to Frankie Olson and the supply boys at APO27. And our very best to 837. With love from Mrs. Bill Han. That's from the city of brotherly love, Bill. And for all you guys everywhere, Command Performance presents a gal who was only sensational just a year ago, but who today is really terrific, Miss Cass Daly.
I was strolling in the park just as it was getting dark when I heard the sirens moan. I ducked into a shelter, willy-nilly,
helter-skelter,
to find that I was not alone.
There was someone next to me.
And though neither one of us could see, we sensed each other close at hand. And there within the gloom of that little blackout room, land, and I played a one-night stand. He loved me till the all-clear came. He loved me till the all-clear came. Had the strongest yen in the dark, and then
suddenly the all-clear came.
He loved me till the lights went on. I looked around and he had gone. Our story seemed to go like a picture show. Suddenly there came the dawn. While I was brave as could be and trying to be merry, there in the cozy dark, I don't know if it was he or an incendiary, but something found its mark. I didn't even get a scratch, and incidentally, that's the catch. But still they've listed me as a casualty. Isn't that an awful shame? And to think I really loved him, I really, really loved him till the all-clear came. He held me tenderly and drew close to me. Suddenly the all-clear came. All through the raid he was a civilian inspector telling me what to do. But in the light he was a conscientious objector. I made the pitch and woo. Of course I didn't come to harm. The air raid was a false alarm. And confidentially, lady, so was he.
Oh, thank you, Cass Daly. Well, fellas, it's been on our minds for quite a while to tell you this. Sometimes when you ask for a certain song by a certain star on a certain day, the combination's too tough to work out. Or maybe you didn't write soon enough. Or maybe your letter pulls in late. Or maybe the star is touring army camps or something. But anyway, don't get down on us if we seem to misfire once in a while. Mrs. D.H.Y. at Box 92, Balboa Heights. You understand about December 20th now, don't you? And now, for the many thousands of you who've asked for a certain song and a certain great violinist, Command Performance sends you the Ave Maria and Yasha Heifetz.
Thank you.
very beautiful, Yasha Heifetz. Well, gang, on command performance, a letter from a general or a captain, and yes, a sergeant, too, gets just as much attention as a letter from our head man, Private Johnny Doughboy. Down there on Guadalcanal, there's a hell of a fighting leatherneck who's earned his gold oak leaves. And he figures maybe we'd knock out a tune for his boys who've already knocked down 24 Japanese bombers. Major Jim, that's a very pleasant order. So how's about St. James Infirmary and Cab Calloway? Just like marble, Mr. Calloway. Very solid. Now, down there in the Caribbean, says Corporal Camel, and over there in Northern Ireland, says Corporal Neely, headmen in the belly laugh department are Abbott and Costello. And from the Aleutians, Newfoundland, Iceland, and North Africa comes this question. Who's on first, what's on second, and why is the third baseman? Answered by Abbott and Costello.
Look at my new baseball suit. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
All right, now, don't get
excited. Are you the manager of this baseball team?
Yes.
Well, now that I'm down here for spring training, I would like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when I meet them on the street or the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello.
Well, naturally, I'll introduce you to the boys, and a regular bunch of boys we have. But you know, strange as it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
Funny names.
Strange names, nicknames, pet names.
Well, tell me the fellow's name.
Well, now, let's see. We have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I'm saying, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know. Bono's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
I should.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
Have you got a contract with the first baseman?
Yes.
Who signed the contract?
Well, naturally, you wouldn't expect anyone else to sign it.
But who?
Yes.
Well, who signed it?
Yes, absolutely.
Look, when you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
Who gets it?
Absolutely. Sometimes his wife comes down and gets it.
Whose wife?
Yes. After all, he's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the fellow's name on first base?
Oh, no, wait a minute. What is on second base?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
One base at a time, please.
Don't change the players around.
I'm not changing anybody. I'm only asking you, what is the fellow's name on first base?
No, wait a minute. What is on second
base? I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, wait a minute.
How did I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
Never mind first. I want to know what's the fellow's name on third base.
No, what's on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go. Back to third.
Look,
will you stay on third base and don't go off it?
What do you want me to do?
I
want to
know who was playing third base.
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
Now, who am I putting on third base?
Yes, but we don't want him there.
You don't want who there?
No.
So what's the fellow's name belongs there?
No, what belongs on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. Please, have you got an outfield?
Naturally.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
But tell me who's playing left field.
No, who's playing first?
Stay out of the infield.
Oh, don't mention your names out here.
What's the left fielder's name?
No, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field. He plays as well as I do.
You gotta have a pitcher on the team.
Naturally.
The pitcher's name?
Tamara.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you.
Go ahead.
Tamara.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're gonna tell me who's pitching?
Now listen. Who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say. Who's on first?
Have it your own way. Go ahead.
I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base. You got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today, and tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
That's all we got is a couple of days
on
the team.
Well, I can't help that.
You know, I'm a catcher, too.
I know that.
Now, I'll get behind the plate. I'll do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and the heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Home run, Paul Douglas.
All
right.
What
a home run hitter.
So?
Tomorrow throws the ball. Douglas bunched the ball. Now, when he bunched the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about!
Well, that's all you have to do.
Just to throw at the first base.
So?
Who's got it?
Naturally.
Look, Abbott, who's got it?
Naturally.
Naturally. Excuse me. I pick up the ball. I throw it to naturally.
Wait a minute. You throw the ball to first base. Then who gets it?
Naturally.
That's it.
I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, wait a minute.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
same as you. What? Now I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball so the guy runs to second. Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws to, I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow? Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third, and I don't give a darn.
What was that?
I said, I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
Oh, that's silly.
Oh, thank you, Abbott and Costello. Well, according to Charlie Otto at APO 877... he and the engineers are so busy they have to write to command performance from out in the woods. But out in the woods or out on the desert, it seems you'll always find time to ask for a very swell girl with a very swell voice. Here she is, singing, You Go to My Head. Fellas, Jane Froman.
like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like a kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my sleep sends a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself and you see that it never can be. You go to my head with a smile that makes my head which runs like a summer with a thousand July. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. No, I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in its crazy
Well, fellas, our top kick here on Command Performance is the guy in charge of counting off the minutes. And, of course, he can't count any farther than 30. So I guess we've reached the point where the newspaper man would say, that's 30 for tonight. But next week again, if you wind up with another half hour to kill, let's you and us kill it together, huh? And don't forget, that's our regular weekly offer with no strings attached. And you don't have to send any box tops in. Just tear off the fuselage of a Messerschmitt or a Stuka or a Jap Zero will do and send your request to Command Performance USA, care of Special Service Division, War Department, Los Angeles. Well, this is Linda Darnell speaking from America, where the New Year's resolution is to make it a bad year for the Axis, and sending love and from all of us over here to all of you over there. So long, fellas.
Command Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, answering the letters from the greatest fighting men of America and from our fighting and working partners throughout the United Nations. Thanks a lot for those letters, men, and keep them rolling in to Command Performance, care of this station, or the Special Service Division, War Department, Los Angeles, USA. And with the help of the Hollywood Victory Committee, we'll keep the answers rolling back to you each week and every week till it's over there. This is Ken Carpenter saying so long from the States. Command Performance is presented by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.